Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this episode of the podcast on team performance and collaboration. Team collaboration is key to accelerating innovation, but what are the essential factors of healthy collaboration based on trust and communication? Why do companies often separate team process management from team climate management? What changes in mindset are needed to create and foster collaboration within a team? And what is our role as facilitators? To help me answer these questions, I am joined by Stefano Mastro Giacomo, the designer of the team alignment map and all the tools included in Strategizer's book, High Impact Tools for Teams. He has led digital projects for well-known Swiss companies, advised executives and cross-functional teams, but also taught and researched project management at universities. Throughout this episode, Stefano shares his thought on the challenges of team collaboration, the gaps that the tools he has created fill compared to agile and waterfall methods, the importance of linking process and team climate to drive innovation, and the impact of collaboration on team performance. Listen and enjoy, and don't forget to give me your comments.
Hey.
Let's stay ourselves.
Okay.
Hello, Stefano. I'm so happy to have you
Hi,
here.
Hi, Nati. Thank you so much for your invitation. I'm happy.
I'm super happy to have you here. We just switched in English because you are living in Switzerland. You have such an Italian name, Mastro Giacomo.
Mastro Giacomo. It means Master Jack in English. It's not complicated.
Ah, okay.
Mastro Giacomo.
But actually, when we talk with each other, we talk in French. So now we have to switch again.
Yeah.
So super happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Actually, you were a project manager like I was for years. And you are the designer of the team alignment map from High Impact Tools for Teams. Such a nice book that I couldn't take with me on my world traveling because it's too heavy for my backpack. I was so happy to meet you. And I have to say, I didn't think I would meet such a cool guy. You are very funny
thanks.
In real life.
So let's hope that our listeners share the fun with us.
Yeah, so you have been leading digital projects for Swiss-based companies, advising cross-functional leaders and teams and teaching and doing research in project management at different universities. This is your bio.
True.
And since you developed so much tools for team collaboration, which I really like, and we will talk about the book after. But my first question for you is two questions. What is collaboration and what are the collaboration challenges?
Big question, Nati. So, okay, let's respond rapidly to these two very important questions. What is collaboration? Well, collaboration, simply put, is working together for mutual benefit.
A good, simple answer.
And so I help you, you help me. And there are many challenges here. Collaboration is something we do. We are a social species. It's encoded partly in our DNA. And then we also learn that culturally. But challenge, the two challenges, since telepathy has not been invented, if we have to help each other, the challenge number one is to find the mechanisms to put things in common. And that is called communication. Actually, the Latin roots of communication is to put in common. And well, that goes well many times, but that fails also many times, that process of putting things in common, which is communication. So one series of tools I have developed are really around that process of communicating better among ourselves so that we build more mutual understanding. That's what I call alignment. Now, do you put things in common with people you don't trust that much?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tend to hesitate, and I think I'm not the only one. And actually, that's the challenge number two, which in reality should be challenge number one. Actually, you need to have a certain level of trust to even enter into communication with someone. And that second challenge, I will be eternally grateful to the work that has built over the years Amy Edmondson on psychological safety, because that allowed me to accelerate my understanding. Trust is a very complex phenomenon. It deals with cooperation and conflict, etc. Complexity is really, really in the air here. But with thanks to the work of Amy on psychological safety, I was able to sort of instill the vitamin of psychological safety in some other tools that are all simple. I consider my role as simplifying collaboration. So if you wish, what I do is I take the helicopter, I go in disciplines that are not super common for project management or the management community, like linguistic pragmatics, evolutionary anthropology, psychology, and I tend to integrate some of the core concepts they find into simple tools any team member can use to make collaboration better in the team in these two aspects: alignment, communication, and trust and psychological safety, which we know brings more innovation in the team.
Yeah. And these are the tools that I discovered in this book. You started with this book, or you started to create all these tools before the book, actually?
Well, actually, I created the tools for me first. For my teams.
Okay.
And they were absolutely not in the state they are today. They were sketches and ideas and you know, flip charts and things like that. And maybe for our listeners, I don't know, I think I have printed something here. I don't know if you can see that. We don't enter into sharing screen and things like that, but basically there are five tools. These two are posters.
Mm-hmm.
And these three are checklists for mm-hmm. us as a team member. And we might come back on this. So no, I if you wish, there are many great methodologies for project managers out there, whether you're agile or so-called waterfall. And it's all good. The fact is that I was missing some very specific pieces
mm-hmm.
for the communication and the trust part. So the idea was not to reinvent methodologies, but to complement with a series of plugins that are easily accessible for any moment. And I built these plugins first for my own usage. Then I noticed that people in my teams and the teams I was working with were using them, and so on, but in a very prototype mode, and so on and so on, and after prototype, and then came in Strategizer with Alex and his fantastic team, where we brought this to another level, you know, how Strategizer is tool-oriented. So then comes in design thinking and prototyping and testing. And then okay. It became a toolkit.
Yeah, a toolkit that I've been used in my own workshops. And I'm really...
I'd be curious to hear about your experiences with the tools.
Yeah, I use them in combination with other tools. I have one of my favorite workshop that I had because it was a very emotional workshop. The CEO told me, please go to these teams. These are three managers. They are not communicating with each other. There is mm-hmm. one which is mm-hmm. very choleric and one who is, as soon as he's frustrated, he don't say a word. So the communication was not that good. And I had to think, okay, how I will do that. And I use one of the tools in the third session. I decided to do three sessions to not have them in one room in one day. I thought it would be too much. So I thought I would do three workshops of 2 hours and let one day time between the three workshops. So the first workshop was roles and responsibilities. So we had to clarify what is there on roles, there are responsibilities. And my first question was actually after icebreakers and everything and create a safety place mm-hmm. with Legos. My first question was, what do you think? What is the job and the responsibility of your colleague? And this is mm-hmm. how we start on the things. And we were working on that. And in the second workshop, it was challenges and solutions, so that we can point out what are really the pain points and how do they think they can solve it with an ideation session. And I kept for the last one because I thought the two first workshops will create the safe space. And the third mm-hmm. workshop, we can go really on the tricky part of communication. So okay. I used nonviolent...
The nonviolent request guide.
Request. In the last session, and I told them from the beginning, from the first workshops, be prepared that in the third workshop, exactly, be prepared that in the third workshop, you will learn to talk to each other. The first question was, what do you appreciate from your colleague? And they had 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I don't know anymore, to write it on paper. But what they didn't think they would have to do is to stand in front of each other and by looking in the eyes, say what is on the post-it. And they always mm-hmm. turn to me, you know, yeah, not here. Actually, it's very nice because no. I said, no, I'm not here. I'm not in the room. You have to talk to each other. And it was the first step with a little bit they went red and whatever. And then we used then non-violent request because I told them now you know what you like from the other, but now you have to learn to also say what is going wrong, what you don't like, what you would like to have differently. And then I used the list of adjectives and verbs and I prepared some cards like you have in the tool. And it was very, very emotional. And at the end to commit, we made the team contract. And they had to sign. I prepared a big. Wow. So it was
excellent.
I love it. I really, I really like it.
Excellent.
And I think you just have to prepare the things and
Whoever is in charge or involved into delivering something with other people. We know that emotions can get high, especially when the deadlines are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, one of the plugins I developed quite early, actually, was the nonviolent request guide, is how to manage conflict constructively and turn that into healthy conflict, not into destructive conflict. Destructive conflict is when you damage the relationship because you make 99% of the time someone lose their face in public.
Yeah.
It's often a matter of lack of respect. So that guy... is built that tool. It's a checklist that really helps express your disagreement in a very assertive way that is non-judgmental for the other person. So the other person has the opportunity to respond also. So it's a protocol of communication for constructive conflict. And then what I like is that you moved on to the next stage, which is, okay, now that we have expressed that, we have opened a space up for discussion. Let's agree, build agreements on new rules of the game between us. Mm-hmm. And then we move to the poster, which is the team contract.
Yeah.
Which is really a super simple poster. You have no idea. When I started, so it's a circle. I think I have a copy here. Yeah. So that's the team contract. I just twisted the circle of expectations, actually gave it a different name after hundreds of iterations, really. The first version of the team contract. So the rules of the game here, do's, don'ts. And I made the experience like you. I remember I have one very precise example in mind, a digital team that is not talking to the communications team. And they are collaborating on the website, and then they have events and so on and so on. And there has been a fight for 3 years. And I remember being with the leadership of both teams in a very nice place, by the way. And so I put the posters first, and I was next to the poster facilitating. Mm-hmm. Because when emotions are high and people don't have the language for expressing them in a non-destructive way, they tend to stay silent, or they need a third party, an external facilitator. And so they were both management teams were sitting next to each other, but they were just looking at me, only me, or talking only to me when they were addressing the other team.
Yeah.
And also looking only at the poster. But the beauty is that this is a process I've seen more than once, where when emotions are high for too long, that external third party, you, plus the help of a visual tool that tracks the conversation, creates a safer and safer space.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, they only talk to you. At the end, they talk to the poster. You're not there anymore. And at the end, they talk to each other. So it's part of that trust building process that I've come to realize that, again, it all depends on the level of conflict that is already present. Some situations are very difficult sometimes. So we are just enablers for that. But over time, I have noticed that really, really 10 times out of 10, where it starts with you, then the poster, then they talk to each other.
Yeah.
As they're clarifying rules of the game, perception gaps are lowering, they're understanding the other point of view on both sides. They've also let some emotions go out. Now, that part is crucial for innovation.
Yeah.
So if you wish, one of the ideas behind the tools and the book is that often we tend to separate what we call team processes and team climate and trust, if you wish. So activities, project management, deadlines, strategies, and so on are managed by the managers. Whatever has to deal with the climate and so on is exported to HR or to external coaches. Well, I believe these two go together.
Yeah, it's true.
And so that's why the plugins that are in the book really integrate both of them. So in one way, they complement the existing methods with the acceleration of the activities we have to do to get things done. But in the same time, they also know and consider that trust is super important and psychological safety is super important. So that should be instilled. Well, we could talk about that for hours.
If you'd like to join me for a podcast episode or discuss the challenges you face at work and how I can help, book a free call or send me an email. All the contact information is in the show notes.
Yes, actually, when I listen to what you're saying, a facilitator is here to enable this communication, but you and me have been also project managers. It means that we've been working with different kind of departments which are not talking the same languages. An engineer has not the same language like a technicians. They have also not the same perspectives. And you were talking for a minute ago about HR. They are dealing with all the people in a company with the same difference of languages, difference of hierarchy, mm-hmm. level. Mm-hmm. So what is the role, actually, the role of all this manager? Isn't it the same role like the one of a facilitator to enable communication? Why I ask, because I think that a facilitator, an external facilitator, is someone who can bring something because he's not in the company and he can be neutral. But should facilitation not be a skill that should be developed also by managers and HR people because it's a tool to enable communication? Do you follow me?
Well, yes, I follow you. If there was a philosophy of, and there is probably, I'm unsure about that, but philosophy of management, it's almost a philosophical question. What's the difference between leadership, management, project management, product owner, project manager, program manager, you know, all these roles we have created at a macro level, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A facilitator is an external neutral person, doesn't have a project manager, has no access on resources. A product owner comes earlier on in the process, but this is at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go down in a meeting,
yeah,
it's what I call the micro level, just in a meeting, we're just sitting there trying to get some solution to a problem together. You see, a different logic applies.
Yeah.
It's no longer about a role, but it's about the skills we bring to the table and the creativity and how we put in common our diversity of knowledge, opinions, etc. So I would distinguish micro and macro.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, we have all these tags that have different implication at a high level, but facilitating, managing, leading happens, and that's a strong bias I have, happens in the small.
Mm-hmm.
What I tell you, what you respond, what the other person said, what I understood. So at that level, I'm trying to push this idea of collaborative leadership. We're all responsible. So you might have some other responsibility being in a horizontal function like HR or a project management office to facilitate the logistics for people to meet or to find the right course or et cetera, et cetera. But when we are eventually in the room together trying to solve an issue, that's why, again, I invested so much in developing these simple tools so that everyone can feel empowered to contribute and push more towards this idea of collaborative leadership. Our team's success is everyone's responsibility. I try to get away from that vision of the person in charge having all the answers and we just go and ask questions and we get the answers. Nobody knows. When we innovate, by definition, nobody knows. So we have to experiment and fail. The fact is that these skills, when I mean these skills in terms of communication, in terms of building trust with other people, in terms of managing conflict constructively, or leading with inclusion. It's cool to be diverse, but if you don't include people in the questions you ask or what you do, diverse, you won't benefit from diversity. So what are the techniques to do that concretely? Because I've been trained for many years I graduated from a management school,
mm-hmm.
and then I took my project management classes. And most of the courses I had, well that was a while ago, presupposed two things. So, for example, you would find in a project management course that a project manager has to be a great communicator. An HR professional has to be a great communicator. A leader has to be a great communicator. Okay, yeah, but tell me exactly what do you mean by being a great communicator? It's almost implicit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're great community. Okay, it's a statement, but then what's the user manual of that? And the same for managing conflict, et cetera, et cetera. So this the idea now that we have simple tools that empower everyone. And if you want, you feel like you have a strong acquaintance with these tools than other people, well, then just do and help them, the others, do better. So I come back to this idea of collaborative leadership in the team.
Hi, I'm Katrien Schepers from Facilitators Connect, and I have something for you. If you are an entrepreneur in the field of facilitation, keep your ears wide open. There is an event that you should not miss if you want to scale up your business and leverage your skills. It's called Facilitators Connect, and it is a retreat which will take place from the 11th until the 15th of September in the Netherlands. 5 intense days with top speakers who will hold exclusive workshops where you will get the most out of your own positioning, but also your sales and marketing strategy, with speakers such as Ahmad Munawar, Axel Van Quali, and the well-known Brittany Bowring. Grab your coupon in the show notes to get a special discount. Sign up super quick on facilitatorsconnect.com and join 40 facilitators from all over the world for 5 intense days for your business, for your network, with like-minded people, but most of all, for yourself. See you soon.
We as facilitators still have a role to play. I mean, because these skills are not widely implemented in organizations today. Okay.
No.
So ultimately, maybe in 20 years, we have no work anymore because the whatever we do has been acquired through the schools and the teaching and the experience, and it has become some sort of best practice, I hope. I mean, it's the best we could wish to this way of working together and being together.
Yeah.
But there is some work ahead of us, because we talk a lot about collaboration, but I see a lot of competition inside companies.
Yeah.
The competition is not necessarily collaboration. And so when people compete with each other, they work around each other, but not with each other. That's
yeah.
a big difference. So that's where I believe we have sometimes in front of us for teaching and helping, facilitating the work of teams so that they see that these practices work. Because once you experience that, it changes your perspective on it.
Yeah, and I love the fact that we are really starting since a few years to develop that, because it means that we have a role to play. We have things to transmit. And this is what I talked yesterday with Axel Van Quaye, who is a visual facilitator. She is the founder of Drawify. And I told her my first question in each podcast, what was not the same question for you today, Stefano, but normally my first question is, how did you come to facilitation? Because I think it's fascinating that no facilitator today in 2023 is coming out from the university telling, oh, I've studied and I'm a facilitator. We all have different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We are all coming from different area. And like you say, maybe in 20 years, it will be completely differently because we have bring the things to the university, to the managers, to everybody, and it will be different. Facilitation skills will be something that you need to have and that will be teach more and more. But I like the fact that it's we are not in 20 years, but now, so that we have our role to play, and that you and Strategizer and a lot of other companies are bringing these tools that are simplifying things that we are not aware of. And I like this very much.
There is no arrogance in what we're saying.
No.
It's measurable.
Yeah.
So in my trainings, I do an exercise to measure the impact of team alignment on task performance. And basically, an aligned team performs 4 times faster than a misaligned team. So it's a 400 increase in performance in both time and quality. Now, if you Google a study or proven impact of psychological safety on teams, you will see the increase in innovation, the decrease in turnover, the increase in creativity, et cetera, et cetera. So it's documented now and it's measured. So there is something really positive in what we are promoting and doing by bringing to the modern workplace these collaboration practices. Because remember, all of this in the end is a way of coordinating. Mm-hmm. And coordinating, the etymology of it, is really the harmonious functioning of individual parts. So, and if there was one definition of management I would like to bring to the table, or facilitation, if you go in the very small, it's the harmonious functioning of parts. And that takes work for years. Given the complexity of the tasks we manage, I have seen around me a lot of collaboration neglect. So people don't invest time in collaborating with others. They presuppose that the other people know and understand and so on. And everyone is focusing on their own to-do lists. But actually, to benefit from collaboration, you have to invest in collaboration. It takes time to create a nice collaborative setup where everyone and the team can thrive. It's effort. So collaborating takes time. So now we are doing it as external facilitator with the teams we're working with. But the idea is really to diffuse these practices more and more so that the teams become autonomous. Yeah.
This is a great job. I mean, I mean, this is why I am doing this, because I was suffering for the lack of collaboration, and this lack of collaboration, this lack of communication, these misunderstandings, it is a big barrier to feel good at what you are doing.
It's a highway to stress and burnout. No, that also is it's widely documented.
Yeah.
And I, if my memory is not wrong, people in cross-functional roles, so like facilitator, project managers, et cetera, they have twice the burnout rate of other functions.
Yeah, but I feel it. So I feel it. I mean... I was talking yesterday with a workshop facilitator that I know, Javier von Westphalen, and he told me I was a consultant and my energy was drained, and I became a facilitator and I get a high level of energy. I was energized through my job because I enabled the others to put out their expertise.
Very, very important word, enablement. Very important word.
Thank you so much, Stefano. I know that we could discuss for hours, and I had some other questions of my list, but you know what I will do? I will send you my questions and make maybe a nice article with these other questions. But for this podcast today, I think... it was very, very nice to talk about collaboration and communication. Thank you that you've been here.
Thank you, Nati. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. For those who are listening, plenty of examples in the book. Concrete examples on how to use the tools to help teams collaborate and communicate better.
Yeah, and you have also the possibility to download some of the tools.
All of them.
All of them. All of them. Exactly. But read the book, because they are, the canvas are nothing without the explanation and how to come or how to facilitate them. So thank you so much, Stefano.
So download the tools, teamalignment.co or strategizer.com.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Stefano.
Thank you, Nati. It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen.
Arrivederci.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope you found the insights shared by Stefano interesting and useful. Please let me know your thoughts and also your experiences maybe with these tools in your own workshops and with your teams by sending me an email or contact me on LinkedIn. And if you didn't know about these tools and want to learn more, you can download them from the Strategizer website or buy this book, which is definitely one of my favorites. For more information about Stefano's work and his approach to project management and team collaboration, you can also find all the contact information in the show notes. In the next episode, I welcome Brittany Bowering. And I can say I have this kind of, oh my God, fan feeling since I've been following her journey as skilled workshop designer and facilitator and trainer who has worked with companies such as Twitter, Lufthansa and Procter & Gamble. With her background in marketing and a huge experience in workshop design and facilitation, and with her journey as a freelancer, she is an outstanding speaker and facilitator for the Facilitators Connect retreat, which will take place in the Netherlands this September. So if you'd like to know more about Brittany, be sure to tune in the next episode in a fortnight. And if you want to join the retreat, please don't forget to grab the coupon, which gives you discount on your ticket. Here again, all information in the show notes. And until next time, I wish you health, success, and a lot of happiness. Au revoir.